This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening is settling across Israel. Jerusalem enjoyed pleasant weather today, while Tel Aviv saw clear skies. In Haifa, the day wrapped up with mild temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from just 45 minutes ago that Israel sent the Iron Dome system and an IDF team to the UAE during the recent Iran war. Also, Ynet says that Prime Minister Netanyahu accused Hezbollah of disintegrating the ceasefire earlier today, with northern mayors describing it as fake. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the IDF has announced the death of Sergeant Aidan Fuchs, aged 19, in combat in southern Lebanon. Separately, JNS says that Netanyahu ordered attacks on Hezbollah after truce violations following rocket and UAV launches. And finally, Axios reveals that Israel's deployment of the Iron Dome system to the UAE during the Iran war was a first and previously undisclosed move. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24N-EWS, an Israeli international news broadcaster, reported just minutes ago that Israeli officials warned the U.S. that Israel might abandon restrained responses if Hezbollah attacks persist. Knesset member Sharon Haskell, in a message from earlier, expressed condolences for the family of Sergeant Aidan Fuchs, honoring his service and sacrifice. The Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs also mourned Sergeant Aidan Fuchs, highlighting his bravery and sending thoughts to his loved ones. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel's Iron Dome deployment to the UAE. The Jerusalem Post explains this marks the first operational use of the defense system outside Israel or the United States. This unprecedented move aims to bolster regional defense partnerships against Iranian threats. It signals a deepening of security ties between Israel and the UAE. Turning to the tensions with Hezbollah, Ynet highlights Netanyahu's strong words against Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. The ongoing hostilities have strained the fragile truce, with concerns mounting over potential escalation. Residents near the northern border face uncertainty as clashes continue. Meanwhile, the tragic loss of Sergeant Aidan Fuchs is reported by I-24 News. The young soldier was killed in an incident that also wounded six others. This highlights the ongoing risks faced by troops in volatile regions. His death underscores the human cost of regional conflicts. The Times of Israel further reports on Netanyahu's directive for retaliatory strikes against Hezbollah. This follows the group's recent attacks, including rocket and UAV launches. The premier's actions highlight the ongoing tensions and the potential for broader conflict escalation. Finally, Axios uncovers that Israel's Iron Dome deployment to the UAE was kept under wraps during the Iran war. This move underscores the growing military collaboration in the region. It reflects a strategic shift in regional defense dynamics, turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett have merged their political parties. This move has been welcomed by Gadi Eisenkot, although his participation remains uncertain. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Meta's latest round of layoffs will impact about 6,000 employees, part of a larger reduction driven by the AI revolution. And finally, CTech reveals that Vast Data's valuation has soared to $30 billion. The Israeli-founded company raised $1 billion amid a boom in AI infrastructure development. That's your Israel 18 News update. For evening, we'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.